Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. And, like I said, we're trying to finish this, trying to get everything back on track, trying to get everything caught up. Joining me again from the beautiful confines of Yuma, Arizona, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to have you. And your latest article at Ammo Land, I know it's absolutely true, but I mean, I've known that was absolutely true for years and years and years. The mayors against all guns, or whatever it is they call themselves, did they make a discovery?
Yeah, well, it was a number of mayors in Connecticut. They're not necessarily against all guns. It was just these mayors.
Oh.
And actually, in Connecticut, and they looked at data that was collected by a couple of police agencies in Connecticut. And they found this incredible thing. I mean, they were sort of startled by it in the story. It says it was literally a startling statistical analysis. And what they found was most of the violence committed by people with guns involves repeat criminal offenders. Who would have thought it?
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, they literally were completely surprised by this statistics that people have been saying was the case. You know, most crimes are committed by criminals.
Right.
Why would you think that? Well, I think I know the answer. I'll talk about it just a little bit to give people some understanding. And that is, people who use logic and facts and look at statistics and try to understand causal effects, what causes what, generally believe that most crime is caused by people making choices to break laws. But on the left, one of the primary purposes of leftism appears to be to claim that no one is responsible for anything they do. Therefore, it cannot be the person making a choice that is responsible for crime. It has to be something else. And in the case of violent crime that involves guns, they say, well, it's the gun that caused it. Because, you see, if we just magically did away with guns in the whole world, nobody would have any guns and nobody could commit any crime with guns. So it's the fault of the gun that the violent crime happened. I know that sounds simplistic and childish and stupid, and that's because it is simplistic and childish and stupid. But that is the theory put forward by the left. And so when they find incontrovertible evidence that most violent crime, which has a gun involved in it, is committed by repeat offenders, that is, convicted criminals who go on to do more crime, commit more crime. I mean, it sounds so obvious and so clear. And as you say, people have been saying that this is the case for a couple hundred years, at least. I mean, we go way back into history. That's what people said. If these criminals, if we get rid of the criminals or if we put them in jail, we get lower amounts of crime. Huh, funny how it works that way. So, recently, and I'm talking in the last 30 years, there's been a really interesting criminologist. His name is David Kennedy. And he looked at these high homicide rates in urban areas, and he studied them, and he is an honest liberal, I would say, in that he tries to understand just what has happened, the dynamics of what's going on. And to his credit, he has said, well, guns are not really a problem, you know, because we've got almost 500 million guns in the U.S. I'm not quoting him directly. And there's only a few thousand homicides a year. So, you know, you'd have to get rid of 99.99% of the guns to stop people from committing guns with homicides, you know, using guns to commit homicides. And he says, but what we see is that most of the homicides are committed by this very small group of very violent criminals, usually with gang associations. And most of the homicides are, surprise, other criminals.
How many of them, do they mention the how they're related to drugs in any way?
Well, they say it's usually gang-related, and the gangs are usually involved in the illicit, you know, distribution of drugs.
Right.
But there's other things that happen. I mean, when you look at the details inside these things, very often there's, one gang member doesn't like another different gang member looking at the woman that he's been dating or something, and they got to prove how tough they are, so they start stalking, and then, you know, it becomes a vendetta situation, and I got to get them before they get me. And you get little mini wars. It's like little mini tribal wars. That's what you see. Where the tribes are a few hundred or even just a few dozen people each. And the young men in that tribe, you know, feel perfectly free to prey upon anybody outside the tribe, which is the state of affairs in nature.
Right.
Where, you know, tribes view anybody outside the tribe as either a resource or an enemy. I mean, there's no really much other choice. And so that's what we are seeing. We're seeing the recreation of tribes in American cities through a combination of all kinds of effects, from our welfare policy to our drug policy to the sanctions in the schools saying nothing is ever your fault. It's always somebody else did it to you. So I just thought it amazing that these mayors had never heard the idea before, apparently, that it's these criminals that are causing the problem. And they had, I give credit, because these mayors came to the legislature and said, hey, look, we found this out. Why are we allowing all these super violent people that are killing each other and a bunch of us, too, back on the streets? And I think they were sincere. They had never heard that explanation for a high murder rate before. You know, it always was, well, we got too many guns.
Right.
Poverty.
Well, it's not the law-abiding people that are the problem. I mean, not everybody that's poor is a criminal either, you know. So
no, exactly. And even in these neighborhoods, which a lot of people disparage, you know, because they're often black neighborhoods that don't, with mostly black people that have relatively lower income.
I'll tell you what.
Even in those neighborhoods,
hold that thought.
Most of the people abide by the law.
Hold that thought, if you will. We'll pick this up on the other side when we get back. This article is at the top of the page at amoland.com right now, if you would go look for it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with writer Dean Weingarten on this latest article he's got published at AmmoLand, talking about the mayors finding out that it's the recidivists that are committing most of the crime. You know, I had seen a study back, I think, in the mid-20-teens, maybe 2015, 2016, where they were talking about they'd used social media to track down all of the inner-city criminals, I think, in either Chicago or New York, and that they knew exactly where they were, and they knew what blocks they were on, and what apartments they lived in. And my first question is, if you know all that, why aren't you doing something about it?
Well, and that's what David Kennedy, which I mentioned before the break, as this, he's a liberal, but he's an honest liberal, and he's done a lot of studies of these hyper-violent areas where most of the murders in the United States happen. And he said, you have this culture where very small numbers of people, usually less than 0.5% of the population of the city, are involved in all these violent crimes and particularly homicides. And he was heavily involved in developing programs to do exactly what you are describing, do something about it. And one of the first things they do in the program, and he talks about it, I've written, read bunches of articles on his, and he says, everybody knows who the bad guys are, you know? And it takes a little more work to figure out just where they hang out and with who and, you know, where they're living and all that. But people know because they're bad guys and they do a lot of bad things. So mostly the programs that they put together was to focus on this small group of people who are causing so much pain and hardship and killing each other off at a remarkable rate, which occasionally ends up with innocent people being killed in the crossfire. So they put together these programs, and one of the first ones was Campaign Ceasefire in 1996. I think it's also called the Boston Gun Project or whatever. And what they do is they contact the bad guys, and they say, we know who you are. And we know that you realize that if you keep up this nonsense you're doing, you're going to die young. And most of them realize that. They think they're not going to live for very long because it's going to catch up with them. And they're not stupid. So they say, we want to help you. And here's the deal. Stop killing each other. And if we find you with any kind of weapons violation, or any kind of violation, we're going to give you a chance. We're going to take you in and say, we get you to make this agreement that you stop trying to kill each other. And if there's a violation of that agreement, we're going to pick you up. And we're going to look real hard to find any kind of federal violation for a firearms law. And then it's 10 years in the jail, and we're going to push for maximum penalty and no parole. And amazingly, when they showed they actually were doing that, homicides dropped by half. Who would think it?
Who'd have thunk it?
If we really are going to go after the people who are doing all the bad stuff, the homicide rate drops tremendously. So what we have with the George Soros-promoted prosecutors, they have a different theory. All that bad stuff happens because white people don't like black people. And it's the police that caused the problem. If they didn't lock up the bad guys, or if they didn't lock up these minorities, well, then the minorities wouldn't commit crime. Now, you see, there's a little problem with that. I call it, they've reversed the arrow of causality.
Right.
You know, because most people think people get locked up because they commit crimes. But on the Soros theory is that, no, people commit crimes because they get locked up. Well, we see the results. We've had Soros-backed attorneys be elected as prosecutors in a number of jurisdictions, quite a few. I think Milwaukee, St. Louis is a big one, Kim Gardner, just about all the places that you have hot spots. Los Angeles, I think, wasn't that another one? And in the Seattle and Portland. Well, you put the theory into effect. Chicago, that's another one. And what happens is, well, we start not locking up people. If their theory is correct, we're not locking up people, therefore there should be less crime. But the opposite happens. You don't lock up people, more crime. So what's their answer? Well, we're just not doing enough. I mean, it's crazy, but the people on the left are very good at denying reality and lying to themselves.
Do you need to clear your throat or something? Because if you do,
yeah,
I've got a question. Go ahead and get you a cough drop and everything, and I'll pose the question to you while we're doing this. For the Soros DAs that are out there, how many of these, here's my question, how many of these people are at work when they get arrested? How many of these people are going to school when they get arrested? How many people are working at their job where they're a middle management person at Costco? All of these people that are people of color or black or Hispanic or however you want to phrase it, they're all actually involved in gangs, aren't they? These are not ordinary citizens who just happen to be walking by a jail and they get snatched into the jail because they're black.
Well, it's kind of complicated because most of the time the people who are doing the crimes are hardcore criminals and they don't have jobs.
Right.
But there are a few really dangerous types who adopt a peaceful persona, but are hardcore criminals a lot of the time. So there is that. I recall one guy who was just, you know, he was considered a favorite in City Hall, and he was a city employee, and everybody said he was wonderful, and he was a spokesman for the black community. But he broke into a house one night after removing all his ID and leaving his phone in his girlfriend's car a couple blocks away, pointed a gun at the guy who was in the bedroom that he got into, but it was really dark, and the guy in the bedroom had a Glock under the pillow, and he shot him dead. And then he found out he was this pillar of the community, except when you look at his Facebook post, they say, well, I don't really have any problem with criminals, as long as they don't get caught. So there is the occasional exception to that. And the other thing is that I have to put in because...
Before you put it in, we'll cover this in the next segment. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Wall Street closing lower to cap a losing week. Stocks fell sharply after hotter than expected inflation data for January. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 337 points to 32,816. The S&P 500 fell 42 points to 3,970. The NASDAQ dropped 195 points to 11,394. A class action lawsuit has been filed in Ohio over the toxic train derailment almost 4 weeks ago. Attorney Jane Conroy has many questions on the train's operations.
Were there enough hot box detectors on those tracks to determine whether that train was going to derail?
Conroy filed a class action suit against Norfolk Southern on behalf of the people of East Palestine, Ohio. The prosecution has finished its cross-examination of Alex Murdoch, who stands accused killing his wife and son. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Dean Weingarten. I have to keep interrupting him as he's telling me about this story about the mayor's discovering, wow, there's not as many criminals as we thought.
Right. And it's the ones that commit a lot of crimes that are causing most of the problems.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. But what I was saying is that in defense of the leftist view, there historically has been a lot of persecution of black people in high crime neighborhoods by police, and I personally witnessed a little of it when I was a young man, and I've had people tell me about it, and I know that it still happens occasionally where police aren't following the rules as much as they are supposed to. You know, they'll shake people down and stop them without probable cause and in these high crime neighborhoods. And it's hard to get, you know, they'll assume somebody is guilty when he isn't because most of the criminals in those neighborhoods tend to be black. I mean, these things happen. They happen much less frequently today than they did 50 years ago. It's police officers now, statistically, are more likely to shoot a white guy than a black guy, for example. And it's just a holdover from the past, this idea that black people are treated so much more horribly than white people. And again, it's a cause and effect thing of, if you got a high crime neighborhood where most of the people are black, yeah, you're going to arrest more black people. But there's some historical basis. I mean, if you go back into the 1870s and 1880s, not long after the Civil War, there were many instances where black people were just killed outright just because they happened to be black. So there is a historical record there. But that historical record is not the reality today. And what we are doing today is black people are getting all the rights everybody else has. That's the idea of the Constitution, equal treatment under the law. So, one other thing that I wanted to mention is that this article about the mayor's discovering that most violent crime is committed by people who are criminals and have been committing violent crime for a while is that they use the term gun violence. Now, that's an Orwellian term to try to claim that violence is caused by guns. But you see them pull the old switcheroo in the article because they're talking about gun violence in terms of criminal violence where guns are used. And then later on in the article, they talk to a Democrat representative who says, well, gun violence happens more in states that have lax gun laws, but that's only true if you include suicides as gun violence. And so what the left has done, because the crime rate was dropping for so many years, decades, while the number of guns in the country was going up and up and up. And so they couldn't say that more guns caused more crime, so they invented this term gun violence, where they included suicides. So while the number of suicides was going up, then they said, see, gun violence is going up. And most people think gun violence means criminal violence with guns.
Sure.
But they define it in their studies as to include suicides. And depending on which year, but it used to be about twice as many suicides with guns as there were homicides. But on some ways of looking at the data, you can find it's only 1.5 times as many suicides as homicides. And the FBI is not publishing things in the same format, so the last couple of years are hard to compare to previous years.
The thing, though, that you're missing, and you just mentioned it, though, but, I mean, the percentage is that about 40% of the law enforcement did not report. And some of them are big, like L.A. didn't report, New York City didn't report. So...
Right. It seems to me this is a policy thing where they don't want the ordinary person to have easy access to this information.
Sure.
Because it makes them look bad. We'll report stuff that makes us look good. But if it makes us look bad, we'll just ignore it. I think that's, you know, it's part of control of the information flow. And frankly, if you control what a person sees or hears, what they know about the world, you control the person. That's sort of like gaslighting, isn't it? You know, you control what people hear, see, know, and then you control what they think.
Yeah.
So, I'm happy to talk about this kind of thing, because people, when they understand what's going on, they reject the left theory of what causes crime. You know, if there's a gun lying around, somebody's going to commit a crime with it.
Sure.
No, that's not the way it works. In reality, a lot of people use guns to prevent crime. That's why police officers have them. You know, it's to protect themselves. Not so much to go around shooting people, but if a criminal could just pull out a gun and say, hey, Mr. Police Officer, leave me alone, they would do it. And that's why police officers have to be armed.
Sure. The interesting point that they make, though, is when they're out there saying, well, just leave it to the police. So it's okay to call somebody with a gun.
Yeah.
But the time between calling them and them arriving is something that they never bring up, never discuss, never mention. And that's typically, that can be a fair, especially now.
Oh, yeah.
Especially now.
I mean, when you consider that many crimes just take less, you know, just a few seconds to complete, and the police are typically minutes away.
Yeah.
Even if you have a very rapid police response of 2 minutes or 3 minutes, often by then, the violence that's going to happen has already happened. And so they don't do you much good. They're pretty good at filling out reports. So it's interesting and useful, and I'm glad that these mayors discovered the reality that most violence with guns is done by criminals who are repeat offenders. It isn't just a first-time account. It happens over and over and over again. And so if we work out ways to stop them from doing that, we get far less homicide rates. And if we put policies into effect that says, well, we're not going to do anything to you if you commit a crime because we think it's doing something to you that makes you commit crimes, then you get a lot more violence and a lot more crimes.
Right. Well, I mean, there's so many different ways we can look at some of these things and so many different things we can say about them and all this other stuff. But it boils down to one thing. It's not the guns. And it's not the law-abiding people with the guns. That is the issue. That's not the problem. Coming up on the next break, last break, and, well, this is at ammoland.com. Published February 23rd. So, I mean, it's there for you to go check it out. Along with 2,100 plus other articles by Dean himself. And we're going to go back and look at one of those when we get back. Check him out at ammoland.com. And here twice a week. I make it work. Well, I try to make it work somehow or other. You know, that's just the way it is. The drama of live radio. Sometimes it does work, and when it doesn't work, well, then I'll find a way to get you something. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last time on the firing line, and this is Lock and Load, and I have been talking to and continue to speak with Dean Weingarten, writer extraordinaire at ammoland.com. And we're going to go back in time, go back to December of last year, where we had this article. My favorite caliber to consider a big game handgun cartridge is 10 millimeters. So whenever he writes about this, well, I take notice. And this is another bear attack. We've talked about it, probably talked about it before, but we're going to talk about it again just because it's fun. Take it away, Mr. Weingarten.
Okay. So this is I found it a fascinating account of a bear attack, unprovoked. These people, it was a couple, a doctor and his wife, and they had dogs, and they were hunting birds in Montana near, I think it's pronounced Choto, Montana. And they approached this ravine where there might be birds, and that is located on some privately owned land that the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department contracts with the private owner, and for some consideration, maybe they decrease their taxes, or maybe it's a straight-up cash money, they agree to allow the public to hunt on their private land. And this attack happened on October 11th in Montana. And I was able to contact a representative from the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, who had been part of the investigation of this attack and knew the people who investigated it and had many more details than were released in the press release. So I was able to get a detailed account of what happened. So it was only a little after noon when they were hunting birds. And the birds in the area are pheasants, sharp-tailed grouse, and Hungarian partridges. They all have breeding populations in this area. And for those of you who have ever hunted birds with dogs, it is just an incredible joy, because half of the fun or more is just working with the dogs. Dogs know what they're doing, and they expect you to do their part, your part. And so these dogs went on point, indicating that there was a bird in this area. And usually the birds are fairly close. So what you do is you, with your shotgun, walk up closer to the dog as you're ready to fire on a bird that flushes out and goes flying and then you have to very quickly make the shot on the flying bird to knock it down in order to get a partridge or a pheasant for your dinner. And the dogs will usually then find the bird and bring it back to you. So the dogs indicated that there was a bird in this creek bottom. And the husband of the couple, armed with a shotgun, and I will say he also had a 10-millimeter pistol in a holster, and he starts coming up where he thinks a bird is going to go flying into the air. And a couple was confident about it. After all, they were hunting birds. They've got bird dogs. It's a bird area. And the wife lays her shotgun down. I recall it was a Benelli 12-gauge, semi-auto 12-gauge, and gets out her phone so that she can get a video of the bird flushing into the air and the husband hopefully shooting it as it's flying, trying to fly away. So the husband moves up, and he sees something a little brown moving down in the brush, which he thought was a porcupine. Now, I asked about this because I grew up with porcupines in northern Wisconsin. And I think this is kind of a weird area to find porcupines because there aren't any big trees. And where I come from, the porcupines live in big trees, and they eat the bark, and they do a lot of damage. And it turns out, porcupines are common in this area, and they just don't live in big trees. They eat the bark of small trees. And he said, the person from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, was that you'll often be walking in the prairie, and there's no trees around for hundreds of yards, maybe miles in any direction, and here's this porcupine walking along on the ground. I found that unusual, but he says it's common. So the husband thought that this was a porcupine. So he comes up closer, still hoping, I think, for a bird to come out. And this large boar, grizzly bear, just erupted from the creek bottom coming directly at him. So he's got the shotgun all ready to go, and he manages to fire one shot before the shotgun, the bear hits him, and the shotgun goes flying, and the bear breaks his one leg, breaks one of his legs, as the bear bowls him over and steps on him and goes past him, probably because he was already shot. So then the bear turns around. The husband, the doctor, no longer has his shotgun because it went flying. So he draws his 10-millimeter pistol, and as the bear is coming back, he shoots it again, and he thinks just in the armpit. And the bear doesn't contact him the second time and goes down into the brush. And the wife, I don't know whether she tripped trying to back up or if what happened, but the video only shows the dogs, and then sky, no bear in the video. So they contact the authorities. They're transported to a hospital. Husband's treated and released. I don't know how severe the fracture was. I suspected green stick fracture, but I don't know. But since he was released, it probably was not a complex fracture. And the authorities come back, and they're concerned about the bear. Well, you just had this grizzly bear erupt out of nowhere, break somebody's leg, and probably get shot twice, probably once with the shotgun and probably again with the 10-millimeter, but they're not real sure. Blood on the ground doesn't tell you what caliber the wound was caused by. And so to prevent more injury, they put a drone up into the air to see if they can find the bear. And they find the bear. And they find that it was seriously wounded and in distress. So they cautiously move closer to the bear with a variety of firearms at the ready And then the bear starts to move, and they open up, fire dozens of shots, and the bear is killed. They did not do a necropsy to determine, you know, which shot hit where, because there were a lot of shots.
Right.
But they did weigh the bear. It was 677 pounds.
Wow.
That's a big inland grizzly bear. And it was a boar. And from my experience in hunting upland birds, an experienced hunter is able to hit small moving targets in just a fraction of a second, because that's what you have to do. You're walking up, and all of a sudden this bird flies up trying to get away from you. Boom! It's going very fast, and you have to get on it and fire very quickly. And the same thing applies, only with a grizzly bear, the target is coming toward you.
Yep.
Well, some ways that makes it easier. You don't have to lead it very much.
Well, hang on. Hold on right there. We are running out of time, Dean. Once again, as always, it's always good to have you on the show and go over these things that you've written about and everything else, and I do appreciate it.
And you're welcome. It's fun talking about them.
Very good. As for me, we'll be back on Monday, and, well, I just have the same parting message, but it's always been a good one. It's always been accurate. Never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend.